This is going to be a very drama-filled show. Today is Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. GQDN is brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest, Audible, go check out Audible, and by stackup.org. So, in today's news, well, there's some good news with Street Fighter and Final Fantasy, but there's bad news that includes PlayStation VR 2 and Rumbleverse. But today we begin with GameInformer.com and E3. Well, they're going to be missing PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo. Now look, PlayStation's been out for a couple of years, and that's due to their dispute with the ESA, which that can happen. But it's not just PlayStation. Xbox is going to have their own live event in the Los Angeles Convention Center it'll be in Los Angeles for this summer. But Nintendo has also said that we don't have enough games to really showcase for 2023, for this year's E3. So, ReadPop did provide IGN with a statement, and the statement says, quote, E3 is a significant event for the game industry, and being entrusted with an important cultural touchstone is not responsibility ReadPop takes lightly. Since ReadPop took on the contract to run E3 6 months ago, we worked diligently with ESA member based on their feedback to create a new type of E3 that supports their goals and needs. This process has taken time due to the tremendous amount of stakeholders offering input, though we appreciate that we could have been more transparent to questions for which we still finalize the answers. We continue to work tirelessly to create a show that brings together the global gaming industry. We believe we created a new format for the event that serves the needs of both the industry and its fans, and are committed to building and growing it in the coming years. As we spent much of 2022 refining how E3 2023 would take shape, reflecting on the feedback we solicited, we did not send a single contract to an exhibitor until the start of this month. We have received tremendous amount of interest and verbal commitments from many of the biggest companies in the industry. And when we are ready to announce the exhibitors, we are confident it will bring a lineup that will make the trip to Los Angeles well worth it for the industry and consumers alike. Now, one game that might make it there, if EA is there, is Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Why? Because that was pushed back to April the 28th. This is brought to us by Destructoid.com. And originally, the game was supposed to come out March 17th. But Respawn did confirm today that Jedi Survivor is content complete. In fact, they said in a statement, Jedi Survivor is a direct response to the feedback of our community, delivering expansive destinations to explore, evolved combat and traversal, and of course, the continuation of Cal Kittis and BD's story. Making this game has truly us a better team, and have pushed ourselves at every level to make the Star Wars sequel our fans accept from Respawn and Lucasfilm's games. In order for the team to hit Respawn quality bar, provide the team the time they need, and achieve the level of polish our fans deserve, we have added 6 crucial weeks to our release schedule. Star Wars Jedi Survivor will now launch globally on April 28th. So, gotta wait a little longer, but this game is gonna go bye-bye, unfortunately. GameInformer.com did say that Rumbleverse will be shutting down next month. So Iron Galaxy makes Rumbleverse, and what they did state in a blog post, quote, when you work on a video game, you imagine the community that will show up to play it someday. For years, we dreamed about a lively city filled with people fighting to become a champion. We strive to create a vibrant and that celebrated the competitive spirit. Our goal was to bring joy back to online multiplayer gaming. The people who gave Rumbleverse a chance and took it on as a new hobby have validated every day that we put into bringing our ideas to life. The servers will shut down on February 28th at 10 a.m. CST. There will be refunds to any money that was used within the game. And that would include the Rumbleverse, Battle Pass, and Brawler bills. And the current Battle Pass will be given to all players free of charge. But that would include some double XP. Rumbleverse was first announced at the 2021 Game Awards. And it opened its doors in August and will close not even 1 year under its belt. Very sad. But there's also some drama. So Destructoid did say that there's some drama with Final Fantasy XIV, the MMO. So this comes down to producer Naoki Yoshida, which is what I tried to say all in one word, because something did happen. As a matter of fact, Team Unnamed got the title of the world first clear, but it was found out they were using some third-party tools. So, in a statement coming from the Final Fantasy team, or coming from Mr. Yoshida, quote, "We are aware of information as being spread regarding the use of third-party tools within the Omega Protocol Ultimate. We are conducting investigation on the matter, including reviewing the reports we have received, as well as self-confessions and other information. In the event that we confirm the use of third-party tools through this investigation, we will enact penalties such as temporary account suspension or permanent account bans to those involved." So, looks like punishment is coming. So, if you look for any outside help, be very careful. In fact, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Now we step outside the box and we go to DualShockers, or at least outside the gaming box, that is, because PlayStation VR is going to slow down production due to, quote, unsatisfactory pre-orders. So they were expected to release about 1.5 million units between April and March this year. But they didn't quite hit that. They're now preparing to launch only 1 million PlayStation VR 2 headsets this February. So maybe we will discuss why this happened in the weekly show. Galvin, I know you're listening, but that's what happened. So thank you, DualShockers, for that update. Eurogamer did say that, well, even more bad news. Due to the 10,000 jobs at Microsoft was cut, almost 100 of those cut jobs came from 343 Industries. That's the one that makes Halo. So, 343 earlier last week did say that, look, Master Chief and Halo are here to stay. But now they have almost 100 jobs cut. So what's going to happen? That's what we don't know. Can we get to some good news, please? Eurogamer did state that if you want to play Street Fighter, well, the free-to-play part of the RPG is heading to mobile in February. So we know that Street Fighter is coming back this June. And there is a free RPG that's going to go with the rest of Street Fighter. But the story, which is a collaboration between Capcom and Crunchyroll Games, will take on Seth and Shadaloo's army. So this is going to be very interesting. All going to be done in 2D, not 3D, 2D, but still very interesting. We will definitely end on an up note because today has been declared in Japan a Final Fantasy VII Day. This is brought to us by DualShockers.com, and here is the official tweet from Final Fantasy VII. "We're delighted to announce Final Fantasy VII Day has been officially registered in Japan to commemorate the anniversary of the launch of the original game. To celebrate, here's a special message from Yoshinori Kitase, producer of Final Fantasy VII Remake Project." And they did have his message, but I'm not going to read it because it's just too long. So, if you want to see it, go take a look on Twitter and find Final Fantasy VII. You can find us on Twitter as well, at GroupQuest. You can find Dawnforge on Twitter as well, at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people. Hopefully, games will be in a better mood.